This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. An international forum on payments for environmental services of tropical forests is taking place this week in San Jose, Costa Rica. The initiative is a financing mechanism which provides economic incentives to farmers and forest landowners in return for conservation and sustainable management of natural resources. The PES schemes are seen as an important tool in assisting tropical forests in danger and, amongst other things, improving people's livelihoods. Eva Müller is director of the Forest Economic Policy and Product Division of the Forestry Department at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization and is attending the event. She spoke to me about the forum.
Payments for environmental services is a way to recognize the range of services forests provide to society, because forests are not only a source of timber and fuel wood and so on, and a number of other plant products and animal products, but they also contribute to maintaining a stable climate. They help regulate water flows. They stabilize soils, and they are the home of the majority of terrestrial biodiversity. And those are all considered to be ecosystem services or environmental services that forests provide. However, you know that worldwide there is still a lot of deforestation going on, and one of the reasons being that these services that forests provide to society are not sufficiently recognized. Many people don't know about them, they are not aware of them, and the owners of forests are also not, let's say, compensated for having forests that provide these services to the global society. So the payments for environmental services are a way of doing exactly that, providing a compensation to forest owners for conserving, maintaining, and sustainably managing their forests, for ensuring the provision of these services.
You mentioned deforestation there. How concerned should we still be about this issue?
Well, deforestation has decreased globally, but it's still alarmingly high. And it's still alarmingly high, especially in many tropical countries. And that's certainly a reason for concern, because, as you probably know, there are some very important, huge areas of tropical forests that are really contributing to maintaining our climate stable. You know, if you talk about the Amazon region, you talk about the Congo Basin forest, the Mekong Basin forest in Africa, in Asia, and these are all in tropical regions. And tropical regions are the ones where deforestation is still alarmingly high.
This system is also an important tool for improving people's livelihoods in general.
Of course. I mean, if you, let's say you have a small forest owner or a community that lives in and around forests and that depends on the forests for their livelihoods, if they can be encouraged to make sure that the forests are conserved, they're not degraded, they're sustainably managed, by compensating them for this, you know, that generates income and can improve livelihoods.
This forum is based in Costa Rica. Would you say Costa Rica is leading the way in this field?
Well, Costa Rica certainly is a pioneer in this field, because they established a system of payments for environmental services for forests in 1997, which is, you know, like 17 years ago, and it's still working. And it has had a tremendous effect on the forest resources. They have really managed to reverse the loss of forest resources, and now they have a rate of forest cover that is about 52% of the whole country, which is really an incredible achievement.
Just briefly talking about the issue of climate change and forests, how are we on that level? How difficult still is it with regard to forests and the problem of climate change?
Well, forests can contribute to climate change if deforestation takes place, if we lose forests. Forests can contribute to mitigating climate change if we conserve and maintain forests. And actually, conserving forests is considered one of the, let's say, the cheapest ways of mitigating climate change. And there are programs already going on in several countries for usually called reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, or in short, RED, R-E-D-D. And those are programs that have as an aim to compensate people for conserving their forests and thus contributing to the mitigation of climate change through forests. So forests play a very important role in climate change mitigation.